Okay, so I'm with the Chief Constable. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday the 29th of September 2011. We're talking about the results of the staff survey that have been published. Chief Constable, although some of the results are quite difficult, the survey is something that we're glad happens, and we're conscious that we are listening to staff.
That's right. I mean, this is probably the most difficult time the force has faced in its history in terms of change. You know, many people are facing compulsory retirement, redundancy, and many roles are changing. So it's a very uncertain time for people. So it's no surprise that it's showing that people are feeling anxious and not satisfied with their role in the organisation at the moment.
But it's a case of us as a force listening to what our staff want and then looking at how our plans are affecting staff and really taking all this into a wider consideration.
Absolutely. We do these staff surveys twice a year. They're a very important part of the way we listen to staff, we respond to their issues, and we actually seen significant increases over the last two or three years. So although this has gone down as a result of the changes, I believe, we were seeing quite significant improvements up until December last year. And what's really important here is that we continue to listen to what staff say and respond to it. I mean, it is a really difficult time for staff. I think we can't underestimate how anxious staff are feeling. But what we're finding is that the work they're doing out on the streets, serving the public, is continuing to be extremely good.
Okay, so there's some difficult responses in the survey, particularly around the number of staff that feel that we do a good job, offer a good service, that figure around the 32% mark, and also been a reduction in the number of staff that think Devon and Cornwall Police is a good place to work. But as you say, it's something that we would expect at a time of great change that we're having.
Yeah. I mean, clearly it's disappointing and it is concerning, and you know, we're going to respond to it in that way. We're not complacent at all. But actually, the way people feel isn't necessarily connected to what they actually do in the service that they give. The public sector has grown year on year for the last 20 years. So every time we've asked people to do more, we've tended to have more resources. So it isn't surprising that when we're cutting, the automatic response by staff is to think that things must get worse and therefore the service must get worse. Our job as leaders is to make sure that the changes we bring about enable our staff to continue to provide an excellent service. And that's what we're doing. But much of that change that we're bringing about is not popular, is disorientating for staff, and it creates uncertainty. So, you know, this is a very difficult year for us.
And also some talk in the survey as well about senior managers being out of touch. But again, you believe that senior managers are listening to what the staff are saying, our staff are saying.
Yeah, I believe that senior managers are. We could probably, you know, always do more in this. It's actually, if you survey any organisation, certainly any reasonably sized organisation, it is always the issue that that staff cite. So it's always has a low satisfaction rating. I know staff are listening. I know, staff are being listened to by managers, and we engage. We have a huge array of forums in which we do that. And also managers do engage face-to-face with staff. But sometimes when you're going through a change like this, the feeling that actually you're being made to do something you don't want to do makes it feel as though you're not being listened to as well, because obviously you don't want to do it. So we just need to be confident about the plan that we have and continue to do our very best to listen to what our staff say. And we are changing things as a result of what they say and telling them that we're changing them, and continue to do that.
So it's a very difficult time for the force, difficult time for staff, but certainly your reassurance to staff is that we are trying to forge a way ahead, and you know, the next year will be difficult. We've had a difficult year ourselves.
Yeah, we are continuing with the plan. We're very confident it's the right thing to do in the way we've actually changed the way our officers and staff work. But it's not going to be easy. But I am confident once we get through this year, things will start to bed down. It's going to take a few years to actually establish the sort of confidence that we had in the system prior to the changes. But we'll do everything we can to help our staff feel more confident about their role. And clearly, we want to continue to listen to what they're saying.
Chief Constable, thanks very much.
Thank you.